Guardians of the Geekery special edition recorded at Con Carolina's 2019 in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thanks to the Nerd Bliss podcast, Chris and Tina Jones. Thanks for helping us set up the and doing the mobile recording for us while at the convention. We appreciate it a lot. This episode is fantastically fun. It is the Library Bards. Heavy on the con circuit. They're just great music, great comedy. They do podcasts. I don't know if they ever sleep. It's pretty doubtful. Maybe on planes. Anyway, have a blast listening to this. It was fun to do, and I think you can tell it in the recording. Thanks so much.
In the podcast room of the Geek Gala HQ, there are assembled Charlotte, North Carolina's four okayest geeks, created by the cosmic legends of their own mind. Starnslord, the Giddy Geeker, Carol the Cat, Tipples Tannenbaum. Their mission, to support local, to discuss all things geek, and to serve all fankind. They are the Guardians of the Geekery, the official podcast of the Charlotte Geeks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are here with Bonnie and Xander from the Library Bards.
Yay! We have to do the jazz hands, even though it's a podcast.
Yes, for our audio listeners. Yeah. Jazz hands just happen. So you are the Library Bards, and we actually met Bat at Mysticon, and
yes.
Then she met you again. Because
Ravencon,
because that's the way she is, bitch. But yeah, so
MystyCon, RavenCon, and Con Carolinas is like the holy trinity of conventions.
Cons. Yes, it's true. It's true. If you've been to those, you've been good. You're good.
You've been there.
You've been there.
You've been to those cons. You've been there. Been there.
We've seen it all.
Probably remember that time you went to that con?
Yeah. That time? It's changed me.
And I would agree with that. Yeah. I would agree with that. Well, especially at Mysticon, if Kara got you drunk, then you've seen a lot of things you didn't
see. What was it, like there was Jell-O pudding shots that were happening?
That was RavenCon.
Oh, it was RavenCon. Well, it could have been Mysticon too. Who knows?
All those shots.
RavenCon was last year.
RavenCon was?
No, Mysticon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mysticon was.
You just really confused me. I was like, I have no concept of time.
It's wibbly wobbly, timey wimey stuff. So, but we want to talk about exciting things that have been happening for you besides being here.
Yeah.
You had a big Kickstarter and it went really, really well.
It really did.
We were shocked.
We were.
We were like, if we get like a couple thousand, you know, like in like the first week, that'll be pretty good.
When we first started off, like this is a little peek behind the curtain. We recently got a manager to help us out with stuff. And it was right before we decided to do the Kickstarter. And thank God. There's so much work
to do.
And we worked with Laser from the Double Clicks as well. And they were instrumental in helping us with running
instrumental,
it.
Instrumental. I got that.
Yeah. And so when we first were like, oh, we want to do a Kickstarter. Let's do maybe like 7,000-8,000 or something like that just to cover the cost like of stuff. And then our manager was like, no.
Yeah.
He actually like broke it down and like, we need way more than that.
Because we wanted like all new merch. We wanted to actually pay our manager, which that hadn't happened yet.
Plus recording studios in LA are so expensive.
Very expensive. And then we also kind of upped the quality, you know, like our I feel like our first album is very good and we're very proud of it.
But it was recorded in a basement.
It's basically recorded in the affiliate of a basement to where we're like, we wanted our tracks to like be even more so, I don't know.
Polished and
yeah. And we wanted our vocals to, we're like, okay, we're gonna add more harmonies and more of this and more of that. And we did.
Oh, we had like a 12 part choir of us.
Yeah.
And I'm the soprano.
There's a lot of
coming
from Xander. Yeah. I took some video. I'll post that later.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And not to diss your first album at all, because you have a very distinction, which is a distinct. Yeah. Uh-huh. I need more coffee. You have a distinction when it comes to the Guardians of Geekery, because we did the Music Week reviews,
uh-huh,
and it was the one album that Tiffles liked.
Yay!
Wow. Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, I think I actually listened to that. Did you also do Mikey Mason's?
Yes.
I listened to that. Thank you.
Thank you. I know. We were listening to that, and they were like, oh, no. Oh no, I don't think she's gonna like it. Yeah. I was like, oh, we got her!
I am weirdly hard to please.
Yeah. I mean, she likes all the people, but she's, you know, like we said, she's the non-geek.
You gotta be tough and fair.
Yeah, man. You know, if you're gonna be a critic, you gotta critic.
Yeah, that's the hard thing for me.
Critique?
Yeah. Critics gonna bumper sticker.
Hello, coffee. Come to mama.
So talk to us about some of the new merch that you have with the new album.
Yeah. Oh, all that to say, like, we were hesitant to do the Kickstarter in the first place because we weren't sure. We had a Patreon that was going, and we love our patrons, and we were sustaining ourselves off of the Patreon. But it was nowhere near 18,000, which was what we were asking for.
It was going to be, with our Patreon, it would probably take till the end of the year to get the album done. Now it's going to take, like,
a month and a half.
We already recorded it. Like, it's like, it's that level. Like, everything was pushed fast, like the fast forward button was like, we're like, oh,
because like Patreon's a monthly thing, so we would get the Patreon funds, then we would go to the studio and be like, here you go, let's record, and then we would wait for the next month.
We'd get our Patreon and we like give it to the track guy, he'd make the track, and then wait for the next month, and then it'd come in like, now we give it to the studio and like record a chorus, you know, like it was like that level.
Oh, we did a Comic-Con, here's the what we made there.
So it wasn't a but strong business model
at all. Yeah. But that being said, and we were afraid too, because nothing kills a passion project like a failed crowdfunding. Because it's like, oh, well, no one wants this. Message received.
Yeah. And we both suffer very badly from imposter syndrome. Yeah. I'm sure we all do.
Yeah.
You know,
trust me.
Like,
yes.
Oh, gosh.
But then, like, within the first 48 hours, it was funded and it blew our minds. And then it kept going. And
yeah. So we're like, okay, let's add more music videos. Yeah. Let's add more this. So, because music videos is what, in the very beginning, I always like to say, if you look at our YouTube channel, if you look at our very first music video and then our very last one, you can see the level of budget that we slowly start putting into it. Because we want to keep upping our game every time and giving something more to the fans. So, like, more special effects, like, better quality, better equipment, you know, better cameras, everything. You know, screen accurate something, or at least we try to be screen accurate. I don't know.
You do, I guess.
Well, like with our Poe and whatever.
My Kylo Ren wig was not screen accurate.
No, it was not.
True. But like, Adam Driver's hair, can anybody really do that?
It's impossible.
I mean, you couldn't even do it if you had tried to do it as a wig.
So. It became the ex-wig of LA by Night, Vampire the Masquerade.
Yep, fun fact.
Anyway, because I know we're on a limited time thing, but the merchandise that we were making for it, too, has been just incredible because we worked with Mike Hamlet, who's an amazing artist. Started off as a fan artist for Shield of Tomorrow, the Star Trek RPG show that we did. And he has this incredible ability to make it look like a real person.
He did a picture, or drew a fan
like a comic
art thing
cover
of my character from Shield of Tomorrow, and I legit, like, at first glance, thought it was a picture of me.
Like a photo.
I was like,
wow.
That's kind of creepy that somebody can be that good. Yeah.
It was so good. So we hired him to make our album art, and we were giving him inspiration. We were like, we really want it. It's 80s inspired.
Yes.
Our album is all like 80s and 90s nostalgia. Even further back, yeah.
But we talk about this in the Kickstarter too. When we did the first album, we were trying to be like business savvy, and we're like, we'll do pop songs of the current era so that when people are searching for it, they can find our stuff too.
They search for Taylor Swift. Ooh, what's this?
We pop up. Yeah. But that was good for the first album, but then we have the freedom to do whatever songs we want for the second one. So we did fandoms and songs.
Here comes Styx.
Yeah,
here
right.
Here comes Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
Power Rangers.
Bonnie
Princess
Tyler.
Bride. You name it. We're doing it.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yep.
Yeah. And so the merch that's coming with that is...
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So we have a t-shirt that is still available of that album art. And the inspiration for it was the old Star Wars poster.
With Luke holding the lightsaber and Leia doing that.
But I wanted to be Leia. So you see her holding up the microphone. You can actually see it here at the bar because they used it for the Library Bard's tea, our specialty cocktail.
Yeah, they used a little picture of that too.
Yeah.
But if you go to like our Instagram or whatnot, you can also see... And our Twitter, you can see the album art at Library Bards. But we love working with fan artists and other artists in the community and like showcasing their abilities and their art. So one of the ideas we had was a Library Bards coloring book.
Yeah, but that's not available anymore. That was only for the Kickstarter. The coasters are only for the Kickstarter, I think.
That's not what Randy said.
There might be confusion. There's
Way to find out would be to go to your website.
Absolutely, yeah. librarybards.com.
but that'll be some of the merch that was available with the Kickstarter. We're also going to do enamel pins.
Yes.
And we're going to have more t-shirt designs coming out later in the year that'll be representing some of the songs and fandoms that we sing about in the show.
And if you miss this Kickstarter, you should log into your Kickstarter account and follow you guys so that you won't miss out on that merch if it's not available next time, because then they'll get the cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and Backer Kit will be open for like a year or something like that after the fact. And our stretch goal for 30,000 was to get matching tattoos. We didn't quite make that, but the Backer Kit counts towards that.
Oh. How far away are you?
We were at like 28,000 or something.
No, we're at like 15. We're 15,000 away or 14,000 away from the 30,000 goal.
1,400.
1,400.
Yeah, we are at 28,000 total.
28,500.
Yeah.
Yeah. Words are hard.
Anyway,
it's too early for math, right?
You were not told there'd be math. So.
Yeah, I was not told in advance that there would be my offer. But
$1,400, they get matching tattoos. Come on, people, let's make it.
No, or not, you know, whatever.
Tanner's not looking forward to that. So I can permanently brand him forever. But yeah, we're really excited, and we're really excited in the fall to make some more music videos too.
Yes, we've got some.
We have
epic
some
plans.
Really fun, epic plans for our music videos. Now that we have, thanks to you and the Kickstarter backers, we have a way of funding the music videos.
Yeah. So, you know, for our 10 South American listeners that keeps popping up, if you would each, you know, just put in like, what is that? That's math again. But like $140, we could get them tattoos.
And now you're asking for foreign exchange. Your currency.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just
that
way
would be more math. Yeah. So let's talk about something else. So sure. You also do Geek and Sundry stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've had some exciting news with that as well.
Absolutely. Do you want to talk a bit about that?
Sure. So we both do RPG shows on Geek and Sundry, and we're very lucky in the fact that both of our shows just got renewed for season 3.
Yes.
Yeah, well, because you guessed on both.
I guessed on both, yeah.
Yeah.
Tiffles, so, that's role-playing games.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
So Callisto 6 is a cyberpunk superhero show that I am on. It's really cool. It takes place in Los Angeles 2019. No,
2119. Yeah.
2120. Look, math, y'all. Math. But it's an amazing show. It's about... six people who end up in each other's lives who get hit with a certain energy source and are blessed with different powers. And my character actually gets the channel's electricity. And like, so her hair starts turning white. She can like shoot lightning bolts from her hand. But it's such a great story because it's all about hope and kicking it to the man. And
That's that common saying, kicking it to the man.
But, does that make you feel uncomfortable, Xander?
No, I'll kick men.
But you know what I mean? It's all about hope and like teamwork and working together and good versus evil and good prevailing and being good in a... I'm trying to word things without giving plot away.
Right, right.
But
I think one of the most appealing things that the audience comes for and that I come for is the diversity and like the different stories that are being told, because Eric Campbell is the GM and he's so good about including like trans stories or non-binary people or, you know, different things that you don't necessarily see in mainstream media. And we get to explore that as these characters and queer relationships. And
Representation of gender, race, and sexuality is across the board, and it's such a cool feeling that we get as a cast that we get to be that representation and be that you know. And it was the same thing with it's the same cast. If any of you saw Shield of Tomorrow, the Star mm-hmm. Trek RPG show that we did, which is all on YouTube, Shield of Tomorrow,
yeah,
Beacon Century,
yeah,
it's all on YouTube. If you're a Star Trek fan, it was also the same thing where we had so many different, you know, races represented, not only
alien,
in real life,
but, yeah,
but an alien, you know, like, so it's just such a, it was such an amazing cast, and we all work so well together, and it's such a fun cast to be a part of. And you want to talk a little about?
Yeah, Vampire the Masquerade LA by Night was renewed for for season 3, which premiered on International Tabletop Day this year, which is yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then I play X the Malkavian on there. And if you know Malkavians, then you know that I have the best time. but no, it's so great that we get to tell these stories. And I always say that, you know, sharing your RPG or D&D stories is like sharing your dreams. Like, no one wants to hear about it. But if you're there at the table, then it becomes your story too. And you're like, remember when this happened? And you're like, yeah, because I watched it happen with you. So we're so fortunate that we get to have these amazing stories and that they're broadcast for other people to enjoy with us.
Mm-hmm. And also Relics and Rarities.
Yes.
Season 1 you can find.
Yeah.
And for, again, our listeners, you're wearing the shirt.
I am. I'm wearing my own merchandise. No. yeah, Relics and Rarities is the D&D show that I do with Deborah Ann Wall from True Blood and Daredevil. She played Karen Page. And then celebrity guests that would rotate through, like Kevin Smith, Charlie Cox.
Matthew Lillard,
just a slew of amazing people. It's only 6 episodes long, and so it's a great watch, and it's full sets, elaborate props. It's amazing.
It's something to see.
Yeah, Relics and Rarities on YouTube.
So we have just a couple minutes. Were there any questions in the audience before we hog all the time? Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
You in the front row. Remember, short question so I can read it. Favorite fandom.
So, well, with this album, we were lucky because we kind of have a list of fandoms and a list of songs that are like kind of good for our voices or that we like or want to parody or whatever. And then it's always like a matching game where we're like, oh, this could fit here, this could fit there. And so for this album, we were both like, okay, let's latch on to one fandom that we really, really want to do a song for. And these are the ones that we kind of wrote separately, which we normally write everything together.
Yeah. So we were in a room, and like I went to one side of the room on a couch, Xander went to the one side of the room, and we sat and wrote. And then we're like, you know, like little kids holding our work up to put on the fridge. And Xander wrote about one of his favorite fandoms.
Yes, Power Rangers. Yes.
And I, being the weirdo that I am, was like, I might be a little nichey, but I'm going to write a song about the Princess Bride.
Yeah.
And we have a Princess Bride song.
Yeah. We started our wedding with marriage.
No, exactly. Power Rangers is called Mighty Morphin Time, and it's a punk version of Time After Time.
Mighty Morphin Time.
I love it so much.
It's really cool. It's a good one. But yeah, we're working on a whole bunch of different stuff. But I feel like sci-fi wise, we're both huge Trekkies.
So, yeah. It's funny because I started off more Star Wars than Star Trek, and then I watched all of it. It took a while, but I fell into it and love Star Trek now. Yeah. It's my comfort, like, fall asleep show.
I used to work the Star Trek Experience in Las Vegas. So a part of me, like, became a Trekkie because I became part of the story. Like, I was on the bridge talking to Commander Riker on a screen. I was like, Commander Riker, we got to get them to the shuttle bay. You know? Yeah.
Last questions down the panel line. I just feel like I've been ignoring you guys. Sorry.
Where can we find you on the interwebs? Ooh.
Yeah, everything is at Library Bards. It's like library cards, but with a B.
You've got the Ren Faire stick down.
But yeah, we're on iTunes. We're on Spotify. We're on
iTunes is going to be dying soon. Yeah. Did you read that?
Yeah. Yeah. So don't find
us
on there.
Get it while you can,
Spotify,
I guess.
Bandcamp. We're on all over Instagram, Twitter,
Google Play, Amazon Music.
Yeah. We're also on
Patreon, which we mentioned.
If you get in quick, you could have your name
Oh, yeah. I think you can still do it. Yep. But our patrons get your name on our album. So if you saw our album, if you open it up, you can see a list of patrons, and that'll be the case moving forward, too. So it benefits to be a patron, even at the $1 level.
Yeah. How much for the cover, if I get on the cover? My name on the cover?
You'll have to donate the rest of the tattoo fund.
Yeah. It'll be a special variant cover.
For the record, Xander's tramp stamp provided by...
I'm starting a new savings account for that. Yeah.
He still has some of those,
the temporary tattoos
Left from yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
He liked them.
They don't come up easy.
No. Yeah, he still has a chest bite this morning. For those of you who didn't see it, Starn's Lord dressed up as a tiki god, and it's going to probably be rubbing off in our bed for a couple days. So. Yes, he was wearing a coconut bra just before you get too excited.
It's my new leisure wear at home now. So
where did you find that? It's hard finding coconuts in my size.
Morris Costumes.
Looking for more variety. If ever I needed a coconut shell.
So to be transparent, we got it from Morris Costumes, which is one of our sponsors of the Geek Gala.
Oh, wonderful.
But Carol the Cat had to restring it because there was no way it was going to fit across. Oh, sure.
I had to restring Starn's Lord's bra.
They were like 1 inch apart, and I was like, that's cute.
And now you have your own horse.
Please, she was doing that at the table yesterday.
Just gallop around the con.
And because it was like we were getting a donation for the gala for him wearing it, I'm like, don't break the coconut shell.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till after we get the PayPal. Then we'll do it.
Because the Geek Gala this year is Hawaiian theme, isn't it?
Geeky Tiki Slumber Party Orama.
Yeah.
So you can come in your PJs.
I love all of those words.
But if you do, you can come in your PJs, but if you don't wear PJs, then we strongly suggest coming in your favorite Star Trek person's pajamas or something like that. Something where there is clothing.
We do. You were going to say, like, if you don't come in your PJs, come in somebody else's PJs.
That too. That too, but I'm not.
I was going to say, are we still doing phrasing? Or
still not offering up my closet, though. So.
I left Rub It Off in our bed alone. So.
Yeah, they're black sheets. It's okay. Well, folks, thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks.
Thank you.
What a high note to end on.
I just feel like wherever we are, we're kind of like at Mordor. Going up or down is still a problem. And I see no eagles on the horizon.
Oh, no.
So we're just going to leave it right there. So thank you guys so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yay. So check them out. Library Bards at all the places. And there was Jazz Hands again.
Legally, we have to do it.
Like, we'll be recording a podcast at home, and we'll say Library Bards and do it, and like no one's around.
I know, but we do it anyway because they'll know if we don't.
Yeah, it's like they'll hear
their
the
hands
wind.
Go up.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Guardians of the Geekery. Find us on the web at guardiansofthegeekery.com and everywhere fine podcasts are found. Support the Charlotte Geeks at patreon.com/charlottegeeks. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure on Guardians of the Geekery.